This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Kia Poom, and I am the founder and CEO of Desired Path, a CX solution that helps companies be customer-centric to achieve smarter, faster revenue growth. By background, I'm a computer engineer by education and have spent 24 years in the software industry. And I have built and led pretty much every post-sales function in order to ensure that companies were successfully adopting the technology that they bought and making sure how I could do that in a way that was most efficient and effective for the companies. And now I advise companies on how to align their interests with those of their customers to create a triple win, a win for their customers, for themselves, and their employees.
Kia, how are you involved with user adoption?
I help companies understand their customers by looking at how they use products and services within the context of their own environments. Specifically, why does a customer buy and what desired outcomes are they looking to achieve by leveraging those products and services? In architecture, there's a term called the desire path. And a desire path is human or animal footfall traffic. So if you notice in a sidewalk that's going around the corner, but you see a path that's diagonally cutting across as a shortcut, that would be a desired path. And what's interesting about desired paths are that they are usually the easiest, fastest, or most enjoyable routes to take. And architects and land planners are starting to use this concept to inform their design. There are some university campuses in the States and some parks in Scandinavia where the land planners waited to see where people walk before they paved the sidewalks. And so I take this human-centric design approach and I apply it to business by helping companies understand what their customer's desire path is with respect to user adoption.
Kia, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Yeah, the biggest successes I see is when a company really understands what their customers are trying to get out of the products and services. Too often, we think about the features and functionalities or the offering of our products and services, and we focus on those and make sure that users are adopting those as fully as they can. But what I think we really need to take a look at is how are they trying to leverage those products and services to reach their own outcomes? And when you understand that and truly what they're trying to do with it, it gives a bigger context to user adoption. And then that allows a company to figure out an intelligent framework that allows them to consequently design operations, meaning they can align their teams to map, execute, and measure a playbook across this total customer funnel. And beautiful things happen when you have this alignment of interest, when you know the context of why your customers are using products and services, and then helping them adopt it in a way that's natural and seamless for them across their desire path. And the challenges that I've seen with user adoption is when vendors are not thinking from the customer's perspective. So they completely lack the context in which to most effectively help customers. And we experience this as consumers all the time with various different companies that maybe haven't completely figured out customer experience. And we notice it, it's glaringly obvious when we see companies that have figured it out. So you've got the, Amazons, the Zappos, the Netflix, the Ubers of the world that have understood what is that natural customer desire path and makes it so easy to do business with that then allows us to have just a much more enjoyable experience and tends to drive that loyalty that keeps customers coming back.
Kia, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Creating an intelligent framework that aligns your organization, so the people, the process, and technology around the customer and that desire path to achieve the most effective user adoption. So what I mean specifically about this as it relates to organizational design is I like to start with journey mapping, really understanding what that desire path looks like. And if you start to then understand it from the customer's perspective and how it relates within their environment, your products and services, then start to take a look at, okay, what are all the activities that are required along that journey and all those interactions that are required to move the customer effectively through that? So in other words, we're really trying to drive a very seamless, well-designed experience of user adoption for them. And then if we know all those activities, we can then take a look at what are the skill sets required to internally at your organization to deliver those activities. Then we can start to get clear about the roles that are best suited at which stage of the journey to support that customer. We can start figuring out where all the handoffs so that there's not these disconnects that the customer experiences when they're moving from different roles and people throughout their life cycle. And then I start to look at metrics to actually measure progress of customers going through the customer journey, because that progress is analogous to them adopting the technology and then being loyal with it and then adopting it even more. And when you've got these metrics and you've got this whole customer-centric model, this intelligent framework that you've built upon that's centered around the customer, you actually can start have metrics that allow you to see proactively whether customers are going to run into challenges before they even know that they have any challenges. And that then allows a company to start figuring out, you know, how does this desire path, how can we make the path even more enjoyable and seamless for customers? How can we help them make sure that they don't go off that path and run into problems? And how can we manage in a very natural way for them to continue to get value out of the products and services, and how can they want more so that we get to that nirvana, especially in the SaaS, you know, software as a service subscription world, the nirvana is ongoing expansion from your customer base. Create an intelligent framework that centers and aligns your organization around your customer and what their desire path is.
And Kia, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about the intelligent framework or find a plethora of information on driving user adoption, then go to our website, www.thedesiredpath.com, and subscribe to our newsletter. You'll find an extensive blog and resource library with information and ebooks on the topics. You can also follow us on Twitter or LinkedIn at The Desired Path, or follow me at Kia Poom.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.